Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My prayer is that you are encouraged, transformed, and equipped through each episode.
Blessings, everybody. So happy to be with you guys today. I want to welcome you once again to the Patty Valenzuela podcast. And I'm excited for this one too, because I did a question and answer on my Instagram a few weeks back, and I got all kinds of different questions, and I thought that it would be so vital to come here and maybe give a little bit more insight to all the questions that you all had. And there were a lot of people that battled temptation, and so I feel it's important for us to come to you and teach you a little bit about how temptation works, how to be free from it. I've had people that said, I was bound, or I'm bound to masturbation, I'm bound to pornography, I'm bound to homosexuality. I mean, all kinds of bondages. And I believe that it's your time to be free. So I want to talk to you about the topic of temptation and overcoming the temptations. Let me just start out by saying this. The enemy doesn't really have to attack us to destroy us. He just has to sets up traps. He sets up opportunities so that we can destroy ourselves. And so we have to know how to overcome the temptations that the enemy is presenting us with. So he's always trying to set up traps so that we can disobey God. Now, what is a temptation? A temptation, and I'm going to define it, is a desire to engage in a short-term urge for enjoyment that will threaten you long-term. Say it again. It is a desire within us to engage in a short-term urge. So we have urges, a desire on the inside of us, and it's for a temporary enjoyment. But in the long term, in the long run, it's really a danger. It's really a threat. And we can actually say it like this. They are actions in our end that lack self-control. That's what, when we fall into temptation, that's what basically it is. Now, 1 Corinthians 10, 13. I'm going to read it to you. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13 talks about temptation. And the word of the Lord says, no temptation has seized you except what is common to man. Now, keep that in mind, common to man. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, not if, but when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. So temptations are going to come at us. And James tells us why temptations are going to come, or from what angle they're going to come. Here, Paul talks to us about temptation. He said, there's no temptation that is not common to man, meaning everybody gets tempted, meaning everybody, the area that you're tempted in, everybody's gotten tempted in that particular area. Now, we all get tempted in different areas. Your temptation may be different than somebody else's temptation. But the enemy is always looking for an opportune time. He's looking for a weakness. He's looking for an area that he can tempt you in. And James chapter 1, verse 14 actually enlightens us here in regards to temptation. And it says in verse 14 of James, it says, but each one is tempted when by his own evil desires, he is dragged away and enticed. Then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. So James is actually telling us that temptation comes from our own evil desires. So we cannot blame the devil for our own temptations. We cannot blame other people. We cannot blame God, because the Bible says that God does not tempt anybody. We cannot blame our circumstances for our own sin. We cannot blame anybody for our own sin, because to blame the devil, to blame our circumstance, to blame our childhood, to blame in any area in our life, or to blame God for our own temptation is really like justifying your own sin. It's really dodging and you not taking responsibility for the real reason as to why you are falling into temptation. So this podcast is meant to help you get delivered from any temptation, to actually see temptation from light through the word of God, and be able to label it correctly. Because sometimes we label it as a disease. Temptation and falling into sin is not a disease, because that removes our own responsibility. James tells us that temptation comes from our own evil desires, and we will never be able to be free from anything that we do not acknowledge. We will never be able to be free from anything that we don't own and take responsibility for. So if you are tempted in, let's say, lust. Lust is really the definition of lust. It really means desire. That's what lust means. So all wrong desires, all lust, the lust of the flesh, all wrong desires come from our own sinful hearts. They're coming from our own evil desires. And where did it come from? Well, we inherited from Adam's sin. So we can all blame Adam, right? When we go to heaven. But see, it's not really sin. Temptation is not really sin unless we pursue it, unless we fall into it. Then it becomes sin. The temptation in itself is not sin. The sin is really sin when we pursue it, when we fall prey to it, when we start to give in to those lustful desires. Now, a thought will come in, and if you keep meditating on that thought, a thought will pop up in your head, and if you keep entertaining it, then you begin to fall prey, because sin always begins in the mind. Sin always starts in the mind. So if you keep meditating on it, you keep entertaining it, then you're probably going to fall prey to that sin. Now, it's important to understand that no one falls without first entertaining it. Nobody falls into temptation without first thinking about it, meditating on it. Temptation was designed or is designed according to your own natural desires. So we have to understand that. We have to understand that it is our desires, our own sinful desires. Satan's not going to tempt you in an area that you do not desire. So we have to recognize the patterns to be free. What is the area the enemy tempts me in? What does he present to you? What does he say and lure you to do X, Y, and Z? What is that thing that tempts you? To somebody, it may be a temptation for lust. To another person, it may be a temptation to criticize. To another person, it may be a temptation to fall into sexual sin, to fall into pornography. And he presents to you all these thoughts. The sin is not sin unless you pursue it. That temptation is not sin unless you keep meditating on it, as James says, and then you pursue it, and it becomes and gives birth to sin, as James has said. So really, we have to look at temptation from this standpoint. We have to look at it from, number one, what is that thing that the enemy is using to lure me? What is that thing, that natural desire that I've got inside of me that really needs to take, we need to take a good look at it, and we need deliverance in that area. What is the enemy tempting me with? Because he's only going to tempt you in the area that you desire. So we have to see that, number one. You have to recognize the patterns. And then you also have to see what Paul tells us. It says, no temptation that is common to man. What does that mean? Well, it's really telling us that other people have also battled what you're battling. That other people have battled that desire that you have inside of you. We're not going to blame anybody else. We're going to own it to be free. Number one, what is that thing? Recognize it, identify it. Number two, you have to understand that that temptation, that desire that is inside of you, other people have had it too. That's why it says it's common to man, meaning that the other people have had it and that other people have conquered it. So that means that if other people have conquered it, you can too. That means that if somebody's been attacked by that area, or maybe has a desire to be led by those led desires, it's Paul is telling us, hey, other people have also had those evil desires, but they've conquered it too. And if other people have conquered it, that means that you can too. That you don't have to stay in bondage. That you don't have to live your life, keep falling into that masturbation or falling into that temptation. And the third thing I want to say to you is that you have to do spiritual warfare. It is a spiritual warfare. You have to understand that you are not the puppet to Satan. You are not Satan's puppet. That you have the power and you have the authority to take that thing captive, the Bible says in Corinthians, and make it obedient to Christ. That you don't have to meditate on that. That if there is a pornographic thought that comes to you, that if there is sexual desires that are maybe eating away at you, if there is a temptation and an urge to go criticize, if there's a temptation and an urge to go commit a sin, hear me and hear me well. You have to do spiritual warfare. You have to take the thought captive, and you have to understand that you are not a puppet to Satan. See, Satan cannot have authority over anybody unless they have given up their authority or relinquished their authority, or unless that they've allowed themselves to be a puppet to the enemy. So sometimes the enemy will lie to you and say to you things like, you can't come out of that. You will never be free of that. You will always battle that. You need that. Has the enemy ever told you that? You need it. You need that. You can't be free from that. There's no way that you're going to be free from that. Your flesh needs it. But that is a lie, a demonic lie, that you have to do spiritual warfare. That the enemy will say to you, you will never be free from that. You need that. That's a lie. That is a demonic lie. You don't need that. You don't need that. That is a thought and a lie that is proceeding out of your flesh. You don't need that. You can be free. Now, why do people stay in bondage? And why do people stay in that bondage? First of all, let me say this to you. Every temptation that you fall into will always have a consequence. And I don't want anybody to suffer the consequences. Now, God can free us. Yes, God will set us free. God will forgive us. But there's always a consequence to every temptation that we have given ourselves to, that we have fallen prey to. So you have to understand that the consequence, God cannot take away the consequence. God can help us. God can free us. God can save us. God can forgive us. But he cannot remove the consequence. The consequence will be there. And I don't want you to fall prey to the consequences that come because of sin. Now, people usually stay in bondage. And why do people stay stuck in this cycle? Let me tell you why. People stay stuck and don't do warfare because they have lacked the desire, or they have lacked the need, or they have not made a decision to doing what God wants them to do. The only reason why people are still bound to masturbation, to criticism, is because they have not made a choice. This is all about a decision. This is all about a decision. It has nothing to do with an emotion. It has everything to do with a decision. There'll be two kinds of people: the people that stand and the people that fall. Which one will you be? And that requires a decision. It's not that God gave you or gave one person more strength than the other. It's not that, you know, one person is stronger than the other. That's not the case. What makes the difference between somebody who overcomes temptation and somebody who doesn't overcome the temptation has everything to do with a decision, has everything to do with a choice that somebody made. It's not because God gave more strength to one person and not to the other. No, it's not that one can and one can't. That is not the case. It's that one decided and one hasn't. The only reason why we're still stuck in temptation and still stuck in that bondage is because you have not decided. Once you decide, then you do spiritual warfare. Once you decide, then you resist the enemy. And the Bible says that he will flee. Most people that keep falling into temptation is that they are not resisting the enemy. So when the enemy pops up a thought in you, when the enemy lures you, presents to you an opportunity, if you don't resist him, then he'll know and he'll keep luring you to the point where now you're going to give birth to it again. Be it masturbation, this goes for anything. This goes for absolutely any temptation that you are facing right now. So the enemy operates like this, okay? He looks in your life, he wants you to find fault. So he wants you to say, well, I'm like this because of this. I'm like this because this happened to me. I'm like this because of my dad. I'm like this because my mom walked out of me or away from me or from my life. I'm like this because this happened in my life. Listen, the enemy loves for you to find fault. Why? So that you can justify and you can stay in that same predicament. Oh, well, you don't understand. It's because my father did this or my mother did this. Just because they did that doesn't mean that you have to stay bound to it. That is a lie from the enemy. And the way the enemy operates is he's always trying to get us to justify our actions. Don't fall prey to the trap of the enemy. Don't justify it. Don't blame anybody. Just own it and say, these are evil desires that I'm carrying and I need to be free from them. These are evil desires that I keep giving into, and I need to start resisting. I need to start rejecting. I need to say no. You know, first of all, you need to make a choice. First, you need to identify what are the evil desires. It's not the devil. He's just presenting me an opportunity. They're really evil desires that I carry that need to be delivered. Evil desires that perhaps I keep giving into that I need to be free from. Evil desires that I need to be renewed, maybe in the mind, maybe get in the word, maybe start looking at the word and going, God, what do you say about these evil desires? Carry the fear of God in that area. And then you need to make a decision. The decision is that I'm not going to fall for that, that I already have a plan. That I'm not going to put myself in a predicament that will cause me to fall. I need to, like I said last week, I need a clean house. I need to make sure that I get rid of everything that would cause me to fall in that temptation. So the enemy loves for you to justify. Constantly justify your actions. Constantly justify, you know, everything that you're doing. Listen, just because you went through what you went through doesn't justify your sin. Just because somebody got hurt doesn't justify them to divide. Just because somebody hurt you and offended you doesn't give you the right to go back to drinking. That is called a justification. Just because somebody offended you, just because somebody walked out on you, just because somebody hurt you doesn't justify you to go back to a parting spirit. It doesn't justify us, but the way the enemy works is that he wants you to find a justification. Why? So to keep you in that sin. To keep you in that situation, to keep you in the disobedience. So the enemy has one thing in mind. He wants to kill you, he wants to steal, and he wants to destroy. That is his plan, and that has been his strategy. He has no new strategy. He has no new plan. It has always been his plan to steal, to kill, and to destroy your life. But the Bible says that he gives us grace. God gives us grace. God gives us grace to overcome. Now, there is so much to say about what Paul said in the book of Corinthians, because he said, when you are tempted, he will give you a way out, meaning that God will always present to you a way out, meaning that God is always going to present to you a door, an exit. To choose, you have to decide. This is not about, oh, I'm not strong enough. Yes, you are. God has put it inside of you to make a decision. Once you make a decision, then you resist the devil. It's that simple. Apostle, you mean to tell me that I've been bound this many years and it's that simple? Absolutely. See, you have to stop feeding whatever that evil desire is. I once heard a story, and I'll say it to you. There was a story. A man who owned a black dog and a white dog. And he would always go into the town and he would cause, there was these dog fights, and he would make a bet on his dog, black or white one, that week. And every time he placed a bet on the white dog, it would win. Every time he placed a bet on the black dog, it would win. Somebody once asked him, how is it that the dog that you placed the bet on always wins? And the townsman, the gentleman said, oh, that's easy. He said, when I want the white dog to win, I begin to feed it and I starve the black dog. But if I want the black dog to win, I starve the white dog and I feed the black dog. Hear me, whatever you feed is going to grow and is going to win. You have the power on the inside of you to say no. You have the power on the inside of you to resist the temptation. And it will flee. The enemy will flee. And God will give you a way out. And God will give you the grace to overcome. And I'll lastly say this. You always will have authority over what you overcome. When you overcome any temptation, you will always have authority over it. So today, I want to encourage everybody that is battling temptation. I want you to resist it. I want you to reject it. I want you to make a decision today that today is the day of your deliverance, that you will radically run, not just close the door, but that you are going to radically run like Joseph did, that if they want to hold on to your jacket like Joseph, that mistress wanted to hold on to, you let them keep your jacket and you run. God will give you another jacket. God will give you another coat of many colors. But you've got to run. You've got to flee. That's why it says in the scriptures, flee from sexual temptation. Flee from those sexual desires. You have the power to flee. And the more you do that, hear me, that white, the white dog, the spirit in you will begin to grow. Feed the spirit. Get in the word of God. Begin to feed the spirit. Quit giving in to the flesh. The more you give into the flesh, the more you keep feeding it, the more it's going to want. See, that's how masturbation is. That's how pornography is. The more you feed it, the more your flesh is going to want it. And it's a cycle, and you're never going to be free that way. The way to be free from any temptation, the way to be free from any desire, quit feeding it. Quit feeding it. Once you stop feeding it, when you reject it, when the thought pops up, it just went to my thought life. But I resist it. I renew my mind, like Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says. I resist the thought, I reject it, and I run radically. I don't just close the door. I lock the door completely, and I don't let it in. I'm going to pray for you. No matter what temptation you're facing, there is freedom. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for every person right now that is facing any form of temptation. Lord, that you would give them the grace right now to overcome. That they would know that there's always a way out. That they have to make today a choice. And I pray that they would start to make a choice today. That there will not be any more justifications for their actions. That there will not be any more blame on anything for their actions. And Father, today would be the day that they turn to you. That today would be the day that they say, I am not a puppet to you, devil. I am a son of God and I'm a daughter of God. Father, I pray for each and every individual. And I pray, Father, in Jesus' name, that every spirit, God, that came, Father, to lure them, to take them out. Today it is bound in the name of Jesus. I bind that spirit over your life. I bind it and I call it to go in Jesus' name. I bind it in Jesus' name. I order it to go. As a matter of fact, as I'm praying for you, begin to renounce it. Begin to say, I reject you and I resist you. I am not that person. As a matter of fact, Romans says that is not even a part of my identity. That is not who I am. God has given me a new identity. So Father, in Jesus' name, I pray, Father, that they do not become what the enemy has wanted them to become. I pray they do not conceive, Father, to sin, but that they would flee from any desire that is evil, God, and that they feed the spirit man. Father, I pray that the doors, Father, for them to escape, God, today that they would take that exit. Today that they would decide that it would not be another day, but today it would be a day that they decide they will not be puppets to the enemy. Father, I pray for grace in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Be free. If you are tempted, listen to me. Even if you're tempted, don't pursue it. Renew your mind. Get in the word of God. Go and receive this relationship with God and watch how God is going to free you completely. After a while, it's not even a temptation. As a matter of fact, you know what I pray? I pray that it makes you want to vomit. That whatever's tempting you will make you want to vomit. It will disgust you. You will have this feeling of it's gross. I don't want it anymore. I pray that and I prophesy that over you in Jesus' name. I love you guys. Make sure you subscribe, comment. I love you guys. Until next time.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you would like more content, a link to all of our social media will be provided in the description. And as always, subscribe and hit the notification button to get new uploads. And be sure to like and share. Until next time.